Continuing the halachot of Tevilat Kelim. Kli sheyesh bo safek im chayav v'tevila o lo. On any kli that we have a safek, a doubt, if halachically it's chayav in tevila or not, what we should do is yatbili mo kli acher shechayav v'tevila v'vaday v'yvarech al Tevilat Kelim. Easy. So wait for to take it with some other kind of utensil, which is chayav in tevilat kelim, and then you say the bracha al tevilat kelim, and you are yotzei yedechova. Now, what about utensils that are omdim lemischar, that are for the purpose of business? Misada o kiosk sheyesh bahem kelim anikahim meakum shelo nitbelu. Let's say a restaurant or a little, eating a cafe or something like that, that has utensils that were bought from a non-Jew that were not nitbal. Tevilat kelim was not done. Are you allowed to eat there? Mutar litareach sham ve'lechol ve'lishtot bekelehem. We're allowed to eat there and to eat and to drink from those kelim. Why? כי רבים מהאחרונים פותרים אותה מדין תבילת כלי סעודה הנקנים מעקום. Because many of the אחרונים hold that when it comes to כלי סעודה that are for the purpose of business alone, they are patur from, they're exempt from תבילת כלים. מפני שעיקר קנייתם למסעדה ולקיוסק הוא לצורך מסחר. Because, let's say the owner of this restaurant, so he bought dishes, everything that is necessary for the restaurant. But his intention in buying them was not for himself or for his family. It's not to be used by him. It's only for the purpose of bringing more and more customers to his restaurant. The better the quality, let's say, of the dishes, the more, I guess, attractive, it is for customers to come. לארח בהם תיירים ועוברים ושבים, to be able to offer food and drink to people who come, בכדי להרוויח לפרנסתם, in order to make a profit, לא להשתמש לצורכי בעל המסעדה ובני ביתו. It's not for the purpose of the owner and his household. In other words, the ownership of the dishes that he has, although he owns them, no question about it, but when it comes to the chiyuv of tevilat kelim, which is, remember, we began that the idea is yatsa mirshut hagoy lirshut Yisrael, that's not enough of an ownership to be mechayev, according to many acharonim, tevilat kelim, because he didn't buy it for his own use; he bought it for the purpose of parnasa. אם ירצה להחמיר להטביל הכלים שברשותו לצורך הלקוחות, יטבילם ולא ברכה. And therefore, those who are מחמיר, the minhag is, of course, a religious restaurant owner, is going to make sure to do tevilat kelim, according to הרב עובדיה יוסף in הלכות עולם חלק זין, has to be without bracha because of this fundamental machloket. There is an opinion that says that they are patur altogether. So like I told you, haminhag lehatbil kele seuda shel bate malon, let's say hotels as well, the minhag is to do tevila, aval yesh lehatbilem belo bracha shesafek berachot lehakel. That's also a tshuvan yabia omer chelek zayin. And Rav Ovadia writes further there in Alichot Olam, Af al pi shekatavnu lehatir, even though we say it's mutar even without tevila, lo samachti al ze lemaase. Rav Ovadia himself says, I did not rely on this lemaase. Ukshayiti mesharet bakodesh betel aviv rabati, horeti lekol baalei melonot betel aviv lehatbil et kelehem bayam, vechen asu. So although it's mutar, basically meikaradin, And lechol ha'pachot, we don't say a bracha when we do the tevila, but he did say to people, to owners in Tel Aviv at the time when he was the Rav HaRashi in Tel Aviv, to go and to do tevila wherever you can. In the Yam, so be it. V'chen asu, and that's what they did. Yeah. What? Yes?
If it's one, you make keli, the bracha, or you have to make still kelim?
He said that's why he ended off by saying vivarech al tevilat kelim, because anyway, if you say kelim on one keli, b'diavad yor yotze. So we hear where to begin with, there is a safek, so you could definitely, with no problem, say kelim. How did I know you were going to ask that question? I knew it. Yeah?
Anyway, a tzibur olech, whether I bought it to myself or I'm eating it at the hotel, I'm eating from the same kelim.
Same kelim, but it's not the same type of ownership. Let me clarify something, okay? Because the next halakha that I was just about to read is kelim shel bet kneset. Kelim shel bet kneset shelo hutbelu asur lishtamesh bahem bli tevila shekelim shel rabim chayavim kmo kelim shel yachid. So let me explain off of what you said. It's clear that there is no difference if kelim are owned by the many, beshutafut, by partnership, let's say such as kelim of a bet kneset. You know, everybody gave their share to sponsor, let's say, dishes for, do we have that on the list? Dishes for the bet kneset, right? So now it comes out that these dishes of the bet kneset belong to the tzibur as a whole. There's no doubt that this requires tevilah. Yatza mirshut agoy lirshut Yisrael. Does it have to be Yisrael echad? Lirshut Yisraelim is also good. When we said before by the misada, it's different. Because the purpose of having them is not to use them for yourself. By the Bet Knesset, the purpose of having them is to use them for themselves. By the misada, by the owner, he would never buy those dishes if it was for his house, if it was for, you know, his own usage. The only reason why he bought them is to be able to bring customers, to make more, you know, money that they should come and buy or eat at his restaurant. That is not enough, or not the type of ownership, that doesn't require, this does not require tevila. So it's different. Shel rabim, shel yachid, chayav, of course. But over here, it's not just shel rabim, it's not for the purpose of the one who bought it. The one who bought it, he's not using them, he doesn't care for them, it's only for his parnasa. Yes. No, I didn't mean, maybe I misspoke. I didn't mean to say that if he wouldn't have bought them for himself, that's the reason why it's patur. No, let's say he does like them. It's about the balut. It's about the type of ownership. He bought them for the purpose of parnasa, not for the purpose of his usage in his house. That's it. So therefore, it's patur. I just added to say, if you know, he wouldn't even have bought that for himself. That's just to add to it.
So the balut is the main thing.
Bidyuk.
And not the clean.
Lo, the kli is kasher.
The misada can buy it. Here I have to, here I don't have to.
Exactly.
So the baalut makes the...
Absolutely. We said before a halakha that if, let's say, a person has to do tevila, but he's not able to, Shabbat, for example, or something like that. So we mentioned, you give it to the goy b'matana, and then you borrow it back. And now you could use it. But this is, it doesn't have to be, how could I use a kli? No, you could use it because it's about the ownership. Since it's under the ownership right now, quote unquote, of the goy, then it's allowed. It has nothing to do with kashrut. Another example, we have 2 more minutes. Tzlochiyot gedolot shel zchuchit shemachnisim bahem yayin lekiyum. Aval en mishtamshim bahem lishtot mehem. Let's say, for example, big vats or even glass vats, if it's called that way, for wine that is only for the purpose of storage. You store the wine there. You never drink the wine from those big pitchers or barrels. The barrels are only for the purpose of...
Decanters.
What is it? What are they called?
Decanters,
like that?
With the wine to take it.
For storage, right? You never drink from there. So in that case, do these big decanters, do they require tevila? Ra'ui letovlan belo beracha, ve'yesh potrim otam legamre min ha'tevila, ve'amekel yesh lo al mi sheismo. For storage.
This is not for storage.
Oh, no.
You can
From the table, you take it from the glass, you put it on the decanter. In the decanter, you breathe.
But you're going to drink from them?
Yeah.
Then you pour it in.
No, no. So that would require, that could require tevila. I'm talking about big, you know, either bottles or barrels or vats that are for the purpose of storing the wine. This does not require, according to many opinions, there are those who are machmir. If you are matbil, it should be without bracha. If you are mekel, yesh lo al ma sheismuch. Bame dvarim amurim, to clarify, b'klei chsun she'en mevi'im otan l'shulchan. If it's the type of storage, you know, big bottles, that you don't bring them to the table. They're so big, it's not nice to bring them to the table. Or it's boxes or something like that. But if you have storage bottles, but you still bring them to the table, even though the purpose of pouring the wine into them was for storage, but you do bring them on the table and you serve from them, yesh lehatbilem bivracha, they require obviously tevila with bracha. Okay, Bezat Hashem. Next time we'll talk about. What about when you give something as mishloach manot, a very important point, we'll get into it next time, in a nice vessel, should you do tevilat kerim for the person who you are sending it to? Or will that tevila not work? You have to give it to him first, he has to do tevila, so you should notify him or not. So that's an important discussion to have. And also, what do you do if you eat at someone's house that you know that he did not do tevilat kerim? Are you allowed to eat? These questions will come v'zot Hashem. Rabbi Chananel ben Akashia omer, atzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael, lefichach hirba lahem Torah mitzvot sheneemar, Adonai chafetz lemען tzidko, yagdil Torah v'yadir. Amen.